Scripture as I see it, we're coming up to a time when we're going to witness a very sudden, drastic, terrible, and violent destruction of two types of people. The enemies of the Lord and the haters of the Lord. Now, I want to give you some scripture for this. In fact, quite a bit of scripture. Now, as you know, there are millions of people in this nation that are not haters of Christ. They just ignore Christ. And in an emergency, they'll pray. They look to Christ. But they're indifferent, and they do not have the proper respect or faith or reverence for the Lord. But they are not haters of the Lord. They're not particularly enemies of the Lord. But there are enemies, and there are haters of the Lord in our nation and throughout the earth. And these are the people that God's going to deal with. The first passage is Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now that would indicate to me that something is going to happen to the enemies of the Lord before the revelation of Christ. That's the only way I can read it. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. In other words, you wait. You just be patient, like the Lord says he is patient in James 5. Be patient. Well, here the Lord is told, sit at my right hand until I, the Almighty, make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, note here what they are to become. They're to become a footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Now, this manifestation of God's strength and God's power apparently comes first in Zion. Here is where it comes forth. Then we read, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. And I don't need to tell you that we have enemies and haters of the Lord right here in this nation. Thy people. Now you know who that refers to. That's the people of the kingdom people. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Now they're going to be willing in the day of his power. In the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. There's going to be a tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the youth of this nation. Well, you say, preacher, it's just the opposite. It looks like just the opposite. But this corruption and this filth and this breakdown in the physical body and the physical life of these young people is going to have a reaction. And the reaction is going to be just as extreme and just as violent toward God as it has been away from God. Now, this isn't new. This is history. And there are some of you here tonight, and there are many people all down through Christendom that would never have been brought to God if it hadn't been for the fact that they were brought to the end of themselves. God allowed them to go into corruption and filth and all sorts of evil, and down there, you know, like the prodigal, down there in the hog bin, they came to their senses and turned to God. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And Melchizedek was the priest that met Abram. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads of many nations. Now this is what's taking place. This has already begun. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. No room here for an Antichrist. no room here for Christendom being taken over by the Antichrist forces. None whatsoever. Now let's go to Psalm 97. And I take quite a few of these prophecies tonight from the Psalms, because David was a prophet, and God showed him much pertaining to the kingdom, pertaining to our nation. We read in Psalm 92, verse 5, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A prudent man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is they shall be destroyed forever. Now, did you hear what I read? Well, this is what I read. The prudent man doesn't know this. And maybe you just can't accept this. You can't believe this. You read it, and you say, well, that sounds good, but I think the Antichrist is going to take over anyhow. I think the communists are going to take over. You do. Well, let me read it for you. A brutish man, now don't be brutish. Be spiritually minded. That's better. Be spiritually minded. Now, if you're spiritually minded, the Word of God is the greatest thing to you in the world. That's right. The Word of God is the greatest thing in the world. That's what you put your trust in and your faith in. That's the final authority on everything. Now, if you're brutish, that's kind of a sharp word, isn't it? Well, don't be brutish. Now, a brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. Understand what? When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they're going to take over the whole world. Well, it doesn't say that. It says when they do that, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Now, this is something for the future. It hasn't happened because they're still here, aren't they? They're still here. And they're flourishing now like never before in all human history. What does it mean? Are they going to take over? No. They're going to be destroyed forever. It's going to be the end. It's going to be the finish. They'll be through. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I skipped one reference that I wanted to call your attention to. And then, I want to call your attention to 97. Let me begin reading at verse 2 of 97. Now here we have the same thing, same prophecy as we had in Psalm 110, and I read in Psalm 92. Now I'm reading from Psalm 97. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies. Now, if you've been thinking, you've discovered this, that the enemy is going to be made the footstool of the law. And you've discovered that the enemy is going to be destroyed forever. Just brought to an end. And here we're told that a fire from God goes out and burneth up his enemies round about. Not all the people. The enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they can decide for themselves who the enemies are. I don't need to decide that. God knows that, doesn't he? He knows that. He knows who the enemy is. He knows who hates the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad he does. He can take care of that. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. Now this burning up of the enemy is something the whole world is going to see. That's going to be something, isn't it? Now this is something that's going to turn the whole world to the true God. That's what's going to happen. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. His glory. Now, if you're familiar with Ezekiel 38 and 39, you know that God says, I'm going to glorify, I'm going to magnify myself through the destruction of my enemy. It says, confounded be all they that serve graven images. All of them. All of them. That's what it says. What's that? That's heathendom. The whole heathen world is going to see the enemies of Christ being made his footstool. The whole heathen world is going to see the enemies of Christ destroyed. The whole heathen world is going to see the enemies of Christ consumed. They're going to see it. And they're going to turn. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. Rejoice and be glad of thy judgments. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Let's go to Psalm 68. Here we have the same thing. Let God arise, let his enemies. Isn't that interesting? Let his enemies. Not all these people that have never heard the gospel. Not all these people that just have the ignorant and indifferent toward the Christ. They're not particularly enemies of the Lord. But God has some enemies and he knows who they are. That's nice, isn't it? Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him. Now hate him. You know that? Hate him. Flee before him. Now what's going to happen to him? Same thing that we've read before. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Now if you believe this, my friend, if this was a reality to you, you wouldn't be so disturbed and upset and so fretful of what the enemies and the haters of the Lord are doing. Now certainly this is a time of great vexation. This is a time of test of our patience and endurance. But remember Christ said, in your patience possess ye your souls. Don't lose your patience now. But if you're going to have patience in this hour, you need to know some of these scriptures. Because I know what you'd like to do to these enemies. I know what I'd like to do to them in the natural. But I can't do it and you can't do it. And God says he's going to do it. So that's all right, isn't it? That should take care of it. Now, if they are enemies, that's their decision. That's their own decision. So just leave it to God. And preach the gospel, huh? Amen. Alright. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at thy presence, O God. But let the righteous be glad. And the wonderful part about it is, that anybody and everybody can cease being an enemy and a hater of the Lord and become a friend of God through Jesus Christ. That's right. That's the gospel. Anybody can quit hating the Lord. But if they persist in hating the Lord and being the enemy of the Lord, this is it. This is it. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that riseth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. We should read Psalm 21 too. 21 verse 8. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Isn't that interesting? They're pretty well covered up now, aren't they? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're covered up. They gotten into all sorts of positions in the realm of government and finance and religion, education. But we read that he's going to find them out. He's going to get out of it. He knows where they are. Thy man shall find out all thine enemies, thy right hand. Now, that's something special. The right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Well, I'm glad I'm not an enemy of the Lord, aren't you? I'm glad I don't hate the Lord Jesus Christ. We've had people in every walk of life, you know, even the clergy, defy and blaspheme and ridicule the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, that day has run its course. It's run its course, believe me. And this is going to be something to behold. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. Now we're moving right into this hour when God is going to take on these haters of the Lord and the enemies of the Lord. God is taking them on right now. He's moving in upon them. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from off the earth. Now the fruit is the things that they have set up, the things that they have produced, and the things that they have managed to instigate and propagate and develop. What's going to happen to it? Well, it's going to be destroyed from off the face of the earth. That'd be quite some place to be, won't it? After that's all just blotted out, all that they've done, down through the centuries, in hatred to Christ and Christianity, it's going to be destroyed from off the face of the earth. And their seed from among the children of man. Now the seed there must refer to the people themselves, because it says from among the children of men. So, well, you talk about taking care of them. They're going to be taken care of. For they intended evil against thee, evil against Christ, evil against Christianity. And let me repeat, there are millions of people in this nation that do not particularly intend any evil against the Lord Jesus Christ. They're just ignorant, just ignoring, they just go their own way. They're not anti-Christ. They don't have this satanic hatred toward Christ, where they're just constantly plotting to do something against Christ and Christianity. But there are people like that, according to the Scripture. For they intended evil against thee, they imagine a mischievous device, which they put over. No, no. Thank God they didn't put it over. And they will not put it over. It says, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrow upon the strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, now get this, in thine own strength. I like that. Amen. In thine own strength. You know, that kind of removes man from this, doesn't it? You know, this thing isn't going to be done by some great liberator or some political party or some man that comes forth and presents himself as the Savior. No. He prays, be thou a sort of Lord in thine own strength. What do we do? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Sing and praise thy power. Amen. That's what you do. You begin to sing and you begin to praise God. And as you do, God works. God answers prayer. God moves. In Deuteronomy, we have a beautiful scripture in this same connection. Way back in Deuteronomy, verse 35 of chapter 32. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense, And I say, thank you, Lord. You can take care of that. And you've got to do that as an individual, too. Amen. That's right. You just do that. You just leave vengeance and recompense to God. Psalmist says, my defense is of God who saveth the upright in heart. Now, thank God he didn't say, my defense is of God who saveth people that never make a mistake or never sin, have no shortcomings. No, didn't say that. Says, the fellow that's upright. That doesn't mean you're perfect, but you want to do what God wants you to do. You leave your defense to him. Well, he can do it too. You take care of it. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, and repent himself for his servants. You know who the servants of God are. Read the scriptures. Israel, my servants, you find it again and again and again. When he seeth that the power is gone, and there is none shut up or left, we read in verse 39, see now that I, even I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and I say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and reward them that hate me. Way back here in the prophecy of Moses. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revengeance upon the enemy. Now, rejoice, O ye nations. Note the contrast here, will you? Note the contrast. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people. And you can't imagine. None of us can imagine. The rejoicing that will sweep over the world, even the heathen world. Think of these nations that have been divided, that are fighting for their lives to protect themselves from communism. They've been divided. And you know what's going on. Now, they are told, rejoice, O nations, with his people, with Christendom, with the Anglo-Saxon people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Now let's look at Isaiah 66, verse 14. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. You know what the contrast here? God's hand is going to be revealed. There's going to be divine intervention for his servants. And indignation toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots. Interesting, you know what these chariots are, wouldn't you? Like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Father, we thank thee for this comfort. You told us to rejoice. You told us to be glad. You told us to sing, because you're going to destroy these people that destroy the earth. These people that corrupt everything, you're going to remove them off the face of the earth. Father, we trust in thee. We commit this to thee. You've told us, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So, Father, we pray, help us meanwhile to get this gospel of the kingdom, the comfort and the light and the hope of your glorious word, your wonderful provision. Help us to get it to millions of people in this great kingdom nation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.